Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Back so soon? The king wondered aloud. There wasn't nearly enough time for his messengers to make the round trip to Ekron in Philistia. No, they responded. The trip had been aborted. Quote, "A man came up to meet us and said to us, 'Go, return to the king who sent you, and say to him, Thus says the Lord, is it because there's no God in Israel that you're sending to inquire of Baalzebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore, you shall surely die.'" 2 Kings 1:6. "Describe this man," demanded the king. Quote, "A hairy man, wearing a leather belt around his waist." Verse 8. "Elijah, bring him here." Quote, "Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 men, and there he was, sitting on the top of a hill. 'Man of God, the king has said, come down,' barked the captain." Verse 9. Please understand, this was no gracious invitation for afternoon tea. Obviously a show of strength. There was an outstanding arrest warrant for Elijah, since he'd been the nemesis of Ahaziah's parents, Ahab and Jezebel. From the beginning, the prophet had been the Lord's free man, responding only to his commands. He wasn't about to change now. Quote, "If I am a man of God," replied Elijah, "then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. Verse 10. And it did. When the king heard, in blind rage, he repeated the fool's errand twice more. But the third time, the captain pled for mercy and received it. The lesson is solemn. As in Elijah's ministry, so in Christ's. The first time, the fire fell on the sacrifice. But for those who reject God's mercy, the fire will fall on them. Quote, "When the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 7 and 8.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.